oil mill when they had an oil mill here in Huntsville. They don't have one now.
What did the oil mill do?
The oil mill was used for cotton seed, you know, getting the juice out of cotton seed.
Well, what would they carry the coal in?
They carried in buckets and stuff like that, keep the fire running that way.
Would they just leave the bucket sitting there beside the...
Leave it there. Just set the build your coal fire up, you know, and then take it back. And by the time it dies down, take another shovel of coal down there, a can of coal.
Well, you know, you said that you had stoves in your house to heat with?
Yeah.
What did you have how did the smoke go out of those?
I burnt up butane stove.
Before you had the butane there, when you had the wood stove?
Had a wood stove, we had a pipe go right through for the house.
Did the pipe go all the way?
Yeah.
Did it have a brick part on top?
Yeah.
You just call that the pipe?
Yeah, that's right.
What about the flu? What's that?
Flu was a disease of cold and stuff mixed up and make a person sick. Flu. You talking about flu on a house?
Yes. Did you have those?
Well, you had flu. Yeah, you had flu on a house.
What would that be?
That'd be made out of a pipe and stuff going out the roof of the house, keeping setting fire to it.
So was that the same as the stove pipe?
Yeah, same as stove pipe.
And did you use a knife very much around the farm?
No, not much.
Did you have something to sharpen a knife on?
Yeah.
What was that?
We have fire.
Did you ever have any kind of a rock or stone or anything?
We have stone, but the best way to sharpen my axe is on a fire. You have grindstone now. We're talking about grindstone to grind the axe on.
You said it would go around, you mean?
Grindstone, yeah. You turn that stone rock, you know, and take your axe and put it on the blade of that rock, you know, as it turned, that sharpened it too.
You didn't have a little one that you could hold in your hand?
No.
What about like a scythe? Did you ever see anybody sharpen a scythe?
Never did. I don't know what a scythe is.
Something, you know, to cut hay with by hand?
Oh, yeah.
Those big things?
Yeah.
How'd they sharpen something like that?
The little fire.
Well, you said you had a buggy. Did those buggies ever begin to squeak, you know?
Yeah, they squeak. You have to grease them. Keep grease on the axle of them.
Oh, you would?
Unscrew the tap, you know, on the wheel, and take the wheel in and put your grease on it, or whatever you want to put on it, and then screw it back on there.
I guess your hands got sort of...
Oh, yeah. You get dirty.
How would you describe it if you used the grease? You said your hands are real what?
Real greasy.
And you say... If you did that with somebody, you'd say, you did what to their wagon?
Grease your wagon. I grease your wagon.
Well, did you ever make any kind of lamp that you might use out of the light or something? You know, just one night when you need some light out there or something? Like by taking a bottle or a can or something and putting some coal oil or something in it and then a rag and light?
Rag, yeah, I've done that.
What'd you call something like that? That you would make like that?
Homemade lamp, I reckon. Homemade lamp. I filled up a quart of oil, you know, and a quart bottle and put a rag in it, you know. It just soaks it up a little at a time, you know, and it gives you light all the way around.
But what about things that, I know you had an outhouse and you bathed in a tub, but what about brushing your teeth or something like that?
You go to the bucket on the porch there where you kept your drinking water and pan and with a little soap and toothpaste and stuff and wash it that way.
Did you have toothpaste then?
Yeah.
What did it come in?
It come in a tube. You just squeeze it, undo the top of it a little bit and squeeze this from the bottom on up and screw your top back on it.